Marriage is one of the greatest gifts God gives us. But it's also one of the greatest responsibilities, because the way we love and respect each other doesn't just affect our spouse, it shapes the hearts of our children too. Whether we realize it or not, our kids are learning about love every single day, not from what we say, but from what we live. In this episode, we'll talk about teaching kids about love and respect through your marriage, how your daily choices can model God's design for love, grace, and family. One, little eyes are always watching. You may not notice it, but your children are paying attention to how you and your spouse treat each other. They see how you respond when you're frustrated, how you listen, how you forgive, and how you show affection. Each of those small moments teaches them what real love looks like. When they grow up in a home filled with patience, kindness, and forgiveness, they carry those values into their own relationships later on. 2. Love and respect begin with you. Ephesians 5 verse 33 reminds us, "Each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." Your children don't need a perfect home. They need a faithful one, a home where they can see two imperfect people choosing love over pride and grace over anger. Even something as simple as praying together before bed or saying, "I'm sorry," in front of your kids teaches them humility, forgiveness, and respect. Love and respect begin with you, and the atmosphere you create through your marriage. 3. Model kind communication. Words matter. When your kids hear you speak gently, even during disagreement, they learn that love isn't loud. It's calm, steady, and full of grace. Use please, thank you, and I appreciate you. Show them that being kind doesn't make you weak. It makes your home stronger. If you're looking for a way to grow closer as a couple, you can try a devotional like the 1-Year Love Language Minute devotional or keep a couple's prayer journal by your bedside. Simple, consistent time with God can change the tone of your home. 4. Show and teach respect. Respect in marriage isn't about control, it's about value. When children see their parents honoring each other's opinions, listening before responding, and making decisions together, they learn what true partnership looks like. You can even make it fun by creating a family gratitude jar, where everyone writes down things they're thankful for about each other. Those moments teach your children that respect and appreciation go hand in hand. 5. Handle conflict with grace. No marriage is without conflict, but how you handle those tense moments teaches your kids more than anything else. Do they see you yell, withdraw, or hold grudges? Or do they see you pause, pray, and choose forgiveness? When you and your spouse apologize and move forward with love, you're showing your children that conflict doesn't have to destroy relationships. It can strengthen them. Books like The 5 Love Languages are wonderful tools to help couples navigate differences with compassion and understanding. 6. Everyday love they can see. Children need to see love in action. Hold hands. Hug before leaving the house. Say, "I love you," freely. When love is visible, it becomes normal, and that gives them a healthy foundation for their own future. And don't underestimate the power of service. When you bring your spouse coffee, fold their laundry, or speak a word of encouragement, your kids see love that gives, just like Christ gave for us. 7. Pray together as a family. The most powerful thing you can do as parents is pray together, with and for each other. When children hear their parents pray for one another, it teaches them that love begins with God. You can rotate prayers at dinner or bedtime and let the kids pray for mom and dad too. It's a beautiful way to remind everyone that grace is for all of us. Try reading Jesus Calling, a family devotional. It's a short, meaningful way to keep Christ at the center of your home. 8. Make forgiveness a family value. Every family has moments of tension and mistakes. But when forgiveness becomes your rhythm, when you say, "I was wrong, please forgive me," your children learn that love is stronger than pride. As Colossians 3 verse 13 says, "Forgive as the Lord forgave you." That verse on your wall or fridge can serve as a gentle reminder to lead your home with grace. Finally, your marriage is the lesson. At the end of the day, your marriage is your children's first classroom. They'll learn about love, respect, faith, and forgiveness not from books, but from the life you model every day. Your marriage doesn't have to be perfect, it just needs to be rooted in Christ. Every gentle word, every shared prayer, every act of forgiveness plants seeds that will one day grow in your children's hearts. So keep loving well, even when it's hard. Keep choosing respect, even when it's not returned right away. Keep showing grace, because your home is where the gospel first comes alive for your kids. You are teaching them about love and respect through your marriage, and that's a lesson that lasts a lifetime. For more encouragement, devotionals, and family faith tips, visit blissfullywedded.com.